Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Barkley. Pitching for the New York Giants, Kurt Barkley. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Kurt Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Jablonski goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Giants. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Lynch moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0-for-1 in the game. Barkley strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Raul Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jablonski strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Bailey to Temple and they have Thompson trapped. The throw over to Kluzowski, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluzowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluzowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0-for-2 in the game. Barkley hits a line drive into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow pinch hits for Raul Sanchez. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Temple reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's Giants, 4, Reds, 4. Marv Grissom now pitching. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Klusowski hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jablonski strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Reds. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Wally Post now playing right field. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mueller pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud bunts towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to third. Mueller moves to second. One out. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Connell tags and scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 6, Reds, 6. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays is walked intentionally. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Ray Catt now catching. Ozzie Virgil now playing left field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and New York Giants, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.